This is Superfast Business with James Schranko. Helping you build your business super fast.
We had an office that had six staff working, and I'd be working, I'd be the first one and the last one to leave. My wife was pregnant, and I quickly realised that what I was doing was not what I wanted to be doing. I knew what I was doing wasn't right, but I was scared to change. Started listening to podcasts and listening to the Small Business Big Marketing show, and from that I heard James Schranko on one of the episodes, and I actually realised how much I resonated with James, and within probably 2 months of listening to that, I'd purchased a ticket to his first event, Fastweb Formula 3 up in Caloundra.
Jake was really typical of someone who has their own business, but it's very job-like. Skinny margins, competitive industry, working from an office, wearing a suit, dealing with corporate customers, big companies, and grinding it out. And I'd say a little bit passionless at that point.
Probably the number one aspect from my perspective in attending these events is connecting with others. If I look back now at where I am and the relationships and that I've built, I can trace just about every single relationship back to that one event, to people at that event that I met. It's almost like an expanded mastermind, because you feel like the people on stage are your peers almost. So it feels like you're just learning from friends. Sure, some of them have that celebrity status, but once they walk off stage, they're just like anybody else in the crowd. And all the speakers seem to stick around and listen and want to learn and get as much information as possible from everybody else. Everybody's so far ahead of the curve in that particular market that you're so far in front of people, it's not funny.
And he got so much traction that it completely changed not just his business, but his whole fundamental belief system of what's possible.
My mindset changed, and I started systemizing the business, and I started removing all these tentacles. I basically created these tentacles that all led back to me. Anything, the marketing of the business or anything, all led back to me. So I started untangling that. So we went from having an office with our staff to closing down the office, and everybody works from home now. Once I was able to break through that mindset and realise that, no, I have a business to serve my lifestyle, then I guess I just got so much more freedom.
He's gone from working in the travel agency that he was a part owner of to expanding his family, developing software, travelling overseas, attending events like I do, and he's supported and nurtured by the community and really well regarded.
One of the things I like about James is how receptive he is to having a relationship with his community. You look at a lot of other experts and they put themselves up on a pedestal, but with James it's very different. The entire community is a good friend, and that, I guess, is the leadership that James shows with that is why. Changing from having that bricks and mortar business with high overheads, lots of staff, lots of stress, lots of pressure, not being able to see my son and my wife a great deal, to now basically spending as much time as I like with my family. That's been the biggest change, and I can directly relate that back to being a member of this community.
Discover how to build your business super fast. Check out superfastbusiness.com.